Facebook admits for the first time Russia has meddled in the UK's Brexit vote. The Apple Watch can tell you if you're not breathing in your sleep. And YouTube is cracking down on videos mentioning terrorists. It's Tuesday, November 14th, and this is Crunch Report. Facebook has admitted, for the first time, Russia did try to sway the UK's Brexit vote. What that means is Russia could be using social media to meddle in not just the US presidential election, but other political issues around the world. So just how much did Kremlin officials use Facebook to target Brexit voters? In a carefully worded statement, Facebook told BuzzFeed it had not observed significant coordination of ad buys or political misinformation targeting the Brexit vote. But Facebook has downplayed this type of activity before, only for us to find out there was a lot more going on. A new study by the makers of the heart health app Cardiogram and the University of California, San Francisco, says wearables like the Apple Watch can detect sleep apnea and hypertension. Sleep apnea is a condition where you stop breathing in your sleep, and it affects 22 million U.S. adults. Hypertension, or high blood pressure, affects 75 million Americans and is one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. But most people have to go to their doctor to get diagnosed. The new study suggests the Apple Watch can accurately tell you if you suffer from one of these conditions as you wear the device. That could be a game changer for the millions who possibly go undiagnosed each year. Results of the study have been published in a peer-reviewed paper and were presented at the American Heart Association yesterday afternoon. YouTube is going to be selling concert tickets right on artists' video pages. The video platform will begin featuring hundreds of artists' upcoming U.S. tour dates on their YouTube videos starting today. You'll see a tickets button next to the listing. Click it and it will redirect you to Ticketmaster's website to make your purchase. Speaking of YouTube, it's finally cracking down on content promoting or mentioning terrorists. In a major policy shift, YouTube says it won't just be taking down videos promoting hate or inciting violence, it's now removing videos of named terrorists. Some videos with journalistic or educational intent will be left alone, however. Those include news reports or documentaries. A YouTube spokesperson told TechCrunch earlier today that enacting the policy would be a, quote, ongoing process. That's the report for today. I'm Sarah Burr, filling in for Tito while he's in Australia for Disrupt Down Under. Crunch Report airs every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TechCrunch.com. You can also find us on iTunes and on YouTube. I'm here all week, so see you tomorrow.